Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh daily on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As we bring to a close this afternoon and we look towards the evening, let us recall in this moment the beautiful, the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I invite you to join me as we pray a beautiful prayer to Our Lady. It's called the Memorare. The Memorare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Together let us pray the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee do I come. Before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just as a word to reflect on that prayer called the Memorare, let us consider that in the life of St. Francis de Sales, the beautiful, the powerful, the eloquent doctor of the Church, and the patron saint of the Diocese of Columbus, that in one chapter of the life of St. Francis de Sales, he was particularly filled with despair. He was convinced, as a result of a theological debate he had attended, that he personally, was condemned to hell. He was overwhelmed by the gravity of his sins. He wrestled with despair. He thought that he was lost. He thought that in his offense that he had committed against God, as a result of and through his personal sins, there was no hope. Prompted by the Holy Spirit, he went to visit a church, an ancient church, and while there, he went to visit the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary that was contained therein. Kneeling down in prayer, still wrestling with the reality of his salvation, he lowered his head into his hands, as only someone can do who is desperate. And he prayed the words that we've just prayed from the prayer called the Memorare. He prayed those words with total dependency upon Our Lady. As he stayed there in prayer, as he remained there in the church, the despair broke. He was filled with hope. Not a lot, not much, but enough. When he returned home, he entered into the words of everlasting life found within sacred scripture. He went into the New Testament. He returned to the Gospels and went to the letters of St. John, the book of Apocalypse, or as we call it in English, the book of Revelation. And as a result of the prayers, as a result of the ever watchful, always present presence of Mary as Mother and Queen, his attention was directed to three simple words: God is love. It was upon meditating on the love of God and the love found within God that his hope was returned, the fullness of hope was restored, his despair broke. Not only was he set free, but he was also given a mission. He was given a mission to bring the acknowledgement of God's love and the power of his love for humanity to all of humanity. But where did it begin? It began in that moment when he was kneeling in prayer before the Blessed Virgin Mary. It began with the words of the Memorare that we've just offered ourselves in this message of hope. For those of us who live here in a diocese where our patron saint is St. Francis de Sales, it's an encouraging opportunity for us, if we're struggling right now, to turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary as our refuge. Our Lady as refuge of Christians, if you will. These are very trying times, very challenging times. We are confronted by government policies and ratified laws which betray the dignity of humanity, which make legal that which is immoral, the destruction of human life, especially the murdering of the innocent and the unborn, the wiping out of those who are infirm or elderly, merely because they're no longer able to produce something for greater society. These are incredibly challenging moments for all of Christianity, for all Christians, for all Catholics. There's so much that can easily overwhelm us, but in this moment, we are called to be restored in hope. How does one become restored in hope if not by being confident in God's love, by acknowledging that the one who created us is the one who sustains us, and the one who sustains us is the one who calls us back to himself? This is incredibly important because he's given to us the person of Mary. Mary is the first disciple. Mary is the best teacher. Mary who is supposed to be our mother. Mary who is our queen. But we may rightly call her Our Lady, Mary, refuge of Christians. We turn to her for hope, and it's not as if we're running away from life or running away from the battle at hand, but rather as our refuge, she fortifies us. She teaches us how to be confident of God's mercy and love. She corrects us in our faults. She strengthens us in our weaknesses. And she directs our attention towards Christ, her Son, he who is Jesus. She is the refuge of Christians. Considering how the simple words of a beautiful prayer can help a great individual become a beautiful saint, the man Francis de Sales, we may then each in our own lives turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary and consider the powerful effect of simple words brought together in a beautiful prayer. And whether that prayer is the angelic salutation, the Hail Mary, whether it's the Memorare, the Salve Regina, the Hail Holy Queen, regardless of the words that form the Marian prayer that we fall back on or turn towards, may we turn to Our Lady as our refuge, the refuge of Christians. In our own spiritual lives, if we find ourselves particularly susceptible to sin, or constantly worn out because we're always fighting temptation, or maybe we're heading home to our family and we just don't have the patience to put up with the children who are fighting or arguing, or the awkwardness that exists between spouses, or the necessary moment to reckon ourselves with past faults and to admit in front of our loved ones that we have wronged them and we are in need of their forgiveness. We are in need of mercy. Wherever we are, whoever we are, whatever we are heading into, Our Lady is our refuge. And it's time for Catholics everywhere to put on the garment of salvation, to admit the power of their baptism, to fall back on the reality that they've been called out of existence and called into life. A life that we are called to live well. And in all of this, Our Lady is our refuge, a source of strength, a source of formation, a source of protection. Our Lady, she is with us. She's guiding us towards Christ. And in order for our souls to be strong, for our homes to be faithful, and for our churches to survive and to be filled with praise and glory to the Most High God, we must once again return to the simplicity and the beauty of an authentic Christian faith, where Mary, as the mother of Jesus, is our mother as well, where Mary directs us to the kingship of Christ, and as his mother, she is our queen. Churches need to return to public veneration of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Priests have to give over their priesthood and their priestly hearts to Our Lady for her intercession, for her prayers, for her protection. Families have to make Our Lady the mistress of the household, allowing Our Lady to be the mother and the queen of the home. Couples who are dating, they must consecrate their love and their relationships to Our Lady so that, like at Cana, she may intercede on their behalf, preserving them from embarrassment, purifying their intentions, and making holy their love. Our dear young people who have vocations given by God and God alone at baptism, our young people need to have their vocations protected and made their vocations clear. Young men, young women who are discerning a path towards priesthood or religious life or holy matrimony, their vocations have to be protected. And for those of us who know the power and the beauty of the Holy Virgin, we are given an opportunity to enhance the faith of the whole church by turning to Our Lady as a source of refuge, a source of strength. Like St. Francis de Sales, who in that moment where he was torn up on the inside, he knelt down and with total dependency and an absolute need for hope, he turned to Our Lady and offered the simple, beautiful, yet powerful words of the Memorare, we must be like him, and in our own lives turn to Our Lady, fall down on our knees, put our face in our hands, in acknowledgement we cannot do this on our own. But the Lord has called us to himself. How do we get from where we are to where the Lord is? By grasping the hand of Mary, who will walk us to him. Whether we are an individual who is quite successful at work or someone who's just lost our job because of the economy, whether we are a part of a happy home or an environment that is filled with stress and awkward silence, may we turn to Our Lady in our minds, turn to Our Lady in our hearts, so that Our Lady is acknowledged by us as individuals as our refuge, by us as families as our refuge, by us, we who are the church, as our refuge. Where faith and devotion is strong, the Blessed Virgin Mary is always present, honored and revered. But where the faith is dying, where the faith is being given up and thrown out, devotion to Our Lady was one of the first elements to be discarded. May it not be so in our own lives, nor in our homes, nor in our parishes. May there be a mighty, strong return to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And may we no longer be ashamed of her, but rather take great pride and privilege in acknowledging her to be our Mother and Queen. Because she is Mother and Queen. And where she is acknowledged as Mother and Queen, we are implicitly acknowledged that her Son, Jesus, is our brother, our Savior, our Messiah, and our King. May Our Lady, the refuge of all Christians, intercede on our behalf, and through her, may the Lord give you his peace.